It's one obviously to very much look forward to. We've played Piemont earlier in the season, come away with a 3-0 win, but I guess confidence is hard. I think a hard phrase to say that we'd be 100% confident going in against Piemont. I think it'll be a huge battle, but I would be very optimistic that we'd have a great opportunity of coming out on the right side of it.
And when you look at Wexford Utes over the last couple of years, they've really sort of worked as a cup team. They're coming into this game as defending champions, of course. You know, they know what it takes to win in these one-off games, to have that pressure on you. They really deal with that pressure well. So they will have the advantage going into this game tomorrow.
Yeah, no, they've been fantastic over the years. Like 3 cup wins over the last, I think, 5 years. Very much a cup team. And some of the form this year kind of would point to that direction as well, you know. The quarterfinal against Galway was, you know, a real nip-tuck game, a real cup game, and you know, they, I suppose I won't say snuck through, but as in, you know, it was 2-2 coming into the closing stages, and you know, got the win and goal. So yeah, I'd have to agree with you. I think Wexford are very much a cup side. They relish cup games, and these girls, they know how to win cup games, so they'll be very much looking forward to it.
And look, they know how to beat Piemont United in cup games as well. They've had plenty of great memories of playing Piemont in the Aviva Stadium and in FAI Cup finals. So they know how to beat these girls in a final. And you mentioned they already have that 3-0 win over them from earlier on in the season. So they might have a bit of the witch's sign over them at the minute. And look, they are defending league champions and they are leading the league at the minute. So they are a really good side. But I don't think Tom Elms and his team would have been very upset to see this draw come in.
No, I think, you know, as in the girls, I suppose they'd be very familiar with Piemont. The game earlier in the season, probably in one sense, Wexford wouldn't have been favourites going into the game, but, you know, they were comprehensive winners that day. But ironically enough, Piemont went on to beat Shells, and then Shells went on to beat Wexford. So there's very little between the top 3 teams in this division. So I think they'll be looking forward to the battle. Piemont have obviously been out in Champions League during the week as well, which is, you know, and they had a fantastic performance against Glasgow City. Were really unlucky to go out of the Champions League. So, you know, I think, yeah, Wexford will be looking forward to going into it. They know that they'll have to perform on the day. Anything, you know, anything below par, and this Piemont team will punish you. They have excellent players within their ranks. But if Wexford can perform, if Wexford turn up on the day, it'll take, you know, a really, really good side to beat them.
Yeah, Piemont with that massive game in Europe during the week and, you know, that heartbreaking loss to Glasgow, penalties needed to separate the sides in the end, and it always hurts that little bit more when you come out the wrong side of a penalty shootout. So there might be that little psychological advantage for Wexford going into the game tomorrow too.
Yeah, I think they'll definitely be heartbroken. You know, they really, like you said, they put in a massive performance. Glasgow are a professional side, and you know, to take them to sudden death. So yeah, no, I do think there will be, you know, an element of that. But this Piemont team is very experienced, and I think what you will see is they'll come out of the block fast on Sunday. But I think for Wexford, where maybe the opportunity will be, if Wexford can kind of, suppose, maybe contain that, keep themselves well in the game, you know, there has to be maybe a psychological and a physical element by the end of the game. You know, I would very much come the 60 minutes if Wexford are in a, even one down or one up, I think they're in a very good position to close out the game, because I think physically it will have taken a toll on them as well.
Wexford come into this game after beating Galway last time out. That was a 3-1 win in Ferry-Carrig, and Ellen Malloy scoring 2 of the goals there near the end of the game to really give it to Wexford. And the first of her 2 goals, if you haven't seen it yet, it is flying around on social media at the minute. An absolute whopper of a strike from just outside the box. So do try and seek that one out if you can. But Ellen Malloy, she's somebody who's really stepped up this year, coming in from Thomastown. And you know, she's an Irish international now. She's, you know, really making waves on the international stage and the national stage. And she's somebody who can really, really get this team going and get them into a final now.
Yeah, I would have to say, you know, I think she has the potential to be one of the best players in the world. And people might say, God, that's very optimistic. But I mean, Denise O'Sullivan, current Irish international, you know, as in she would be, I suppose, classed in that category now. And I think Ellen has all the ingredients and some to be classed similarly. And I suppose the great thing about Ellen is that she has, I suppose, an attitude and an application to go with it. You know, she has the ability. I mean, like, she scored that goal that you're speaking about off her left foot. She could similarly do the same off her right. You know, she can dribble, she can pass. Like, she's got all the attributes, but she's also got a terrific attitude and application to go with it. So, to be honest with you, as in, I haven't seen a player like Ellen before, and I think she has you know, she's made the Irish squads as we speak. I think she will be a regular, and I think, you know, as in however long we'll see Ellen with Wexford, I think Ellen's star will rise, and hopefully we'd be very hopeful for her that she would maybe follow the similar path to the likes of Rihanna, you know, but the sky's the limit for Ellen, and if you do get a chance, as you said, to see that goal, have a look at it. But as you're on YouTube, you'll probably see a few others very similar to it as well.
It was one of the big questions coming into this season for Wexford. How would you replace a goal-scoring machine like Rihanna Jarrus, who, of course, moved over to Brighton now? And to be fair to them, they've sort of found the answer, really. You've got Blessing Kingsley there. You've got Vanessa Ogbonna. We've just been speaking about Ellen Molloy. And now Sinead Taylor has come in as well. She's added goals to her game. She scored her first goal for the club in that win over Galway last time out. So goal scoring really hasn't been the problem this year. It's kind of the other side of the pitch where they've just had these moments where they just switch off and they just don't have that concentration for the 90 minutes. And that's really the area that they need to improve now.
Yeah, no, and as in, I think that's a really valid assessment. You know, the great thing, sometimes Rihanna has been such a fantastic player, and we all know how fantastic Rihanna has been for Wexford. And sometimes when a player like that moves, you know, other players take the mantle, and the goals certainly have been shared around. And I think, you know, there's a little bit of transition this year. There's maybe some younger players coming through, and I think you have to always give that a little bit of time as well, because with younger players coming through, there's that element of consistency that you're looking to embed in a team. So a little bit of maybe some of those mistakes or errors could maybe a little bit attributed to that. But I suppose you're hoping that every week that you're learning from those little mistakes, little errors, and starting to cut them out. But yeah, no, I would have to agree with you. You know, just very uncharacteristic from Wexford, and I suppose we're very much hoping that last weekend's result against Galway was excellent, flawless in parts, and we're hoping for something similar tomorrow.
And finally, Lizzie, when you look at this side, they're a side full of talent, full of winners. So there's been plenty of success at this club over the last couple of years, and they won't be happy to end the season without a trophy, because they have been, you know, at least winning a trophy, it seems, every year for the last couple of years. So is winning the FAI Cup, will that be, you know, the minimum now for them to say they've had a good season?
Yeah, I think the standards that this group set themselves, I think 100%. I think their sole focus now will be to win tomorrow and to go on and win in a couple of weeks' time in the final. Like, they're the most successful Irish team, you know what I mean, as in over the last, since the inauguration of the Women's National League. And they're there on merit, and they're there because that's the standard that they set themselves. And even winning the Cup, they will probably view still, because, as you mentioned, their league campaign wasn't where they wanted to be, where it is. They will be disappointed. But I can assure you that they will be doing everything in their power to get over the line and win this FAI Cup.